Jesus was a refugee. And so are you. And me. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 436, and it's the first in a mini-series on refugees. Now, I've been thinking about refugees a lot recently. It's partly because we had some Ukrainians in our church community for a year, and partly because of some current events going on in the Middle East at the time of recording. Thousands and thousands of people displaced, living as refugees. And I spoke on the subject last Sunday in the Watford Church. The title was, What Would Jesus Do with Refugees? And you can find that lesson on my YouTube channel if you like. But for today, what's the relevance of this issue for our times of quiet with God? Well, first, we should consider what a refugee is. And according to the United Nations, they have a statement on this, which I won't read all of because it's quite wordy, but I'll put it in the show notes. But a refugee is someone with a well-founded fear, perhaps of being persecuted because of, for various reasons of race or membership of a particular political opinion, and they can't stay in their own country, that it's not safe. So they're outside of their country and they're unwilling to return. They don't feel it would be safe to do so, having left their country. How many people does this affect? Currently, there are about 35 million people worldwide who are counted as refugees. And over 108 million people have been forcibly displaced for one reason or another. It's an enormous issue. And I believe that God sees this and understands it because Jesus was himself a refugee. In Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 15, the angel comes to Joseph and says, "Get up and take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there. Herod is going to try and kill the child." And so Joseph does that and gets up during that night and leaves for Egypt, staying there until the death of Herod. So Jesus and his family were refugees. They were fleeing a tyrant who was out for their blood. They understood what it meant to flee from danger, to live in a foreign land, to risk everything for survival. And I think that's the parallel here for our spiritual well-being. We are refugees. Think about all the times that we're told in the New Testament to flee from something, to flee from sexual immorality, 1 Corinthians 6, 18, to flee from idolatry, chapter 10, verse 14. "But you, man of God, flee from all this," and the all this is in the context, it's loving money, "pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness," that's 1 Timothy 6. "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness," and many other things, that's chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. You and I are on the run. We're on the run from things that would capture us, enslave us, and kill us. And part of the reason we have times of quiet with God is to reflect on our greatest temptations, to stick around when those things are threatening to capture us, enslave us, and kill us, and not to recognize the danger that is so real. It's one of the reasons we pray in Matthew 6, verse 13, Jesus said to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." And that's a prayer to God to deliver us. But I think it's also a reminder to us to flee from the evil that is so prevalent. And this is enemy land in which we live, this place of which is not safe. We're safe with God, but we're not in a place that is safe. And that's one of the reasons we pray. And we ask God, "Reveal to me, Father. Reveal to me what I should be fleeing from. What would Jesus flee from? May I have the heart and desire to flee from that myself." So why not spend some time contemplating what God wants you to flee from right now? It might be different from what somebody else wants or needs to flee from. But ask God to reveal to you what that would be for you at this point in your life. Next time, we'll go on to talk about what can strengthen us in our flight from spiritual danger. If you've got a comment, please leave it. I'd love to know what you think about this. And if you know anybody that might benefit, please pass the link on and let them know about this. And I pray until the next time that you can live as a rejoicing refugee in this strange land. Take care and God bless.